Never before in history has there been so many options for getting that perfect smile you've always wanted. Orthodontic treatment is widely accepted. The decision now is which orthodontic solution is best for you. And for doctors, which options are best to offer, traditional metal brackets, lingual braces, or clear aligners? What if there is a fourth solution that combines the benefits of these other three options? There is, and we're talking about it on today's show. Welcome to another episode of Ortho Thrive. I'm your host, Richie Gerzon. Today we have Dr. Mehdi Pakkar joining us. Mehdi received his master's degree in condensed matter and quantum mechanics from the University of Illinois and a PhD in biomechanics and biophysics from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He's the founder and inventor of Breas. Mehdi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Richie. I really appreciate it that you have me on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mehdi, can you just tell us a little bit more about your background and experience? How did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, sure. So I'm originally from Iran. I did dentistry and also orthodontics in Iran. I was a faculty there for a year. And I moved to the US. And the reason that I moved to the US was just because I wanted to study physics. I love physics.
Yes.
So I went to University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign to start my PhD in physics. And I was doing condensed matter quantum mechanics there. And then I, as you mentioned, you know, I transferred to Maryland, to Johns Hopkins, and I completed my PhD in biomechanics there. And then after that, I moved to LA, and I did a second round of residency in orthodontics. Basically, I've been a student my whole life. Since I was in Iran, I was thinking about Breas, and maybe I can tell you exactly what happened that I came up with Breas. When I was a resident in Iran, I had a patient. He was a teacher, and he had very crooked teeth. And he was very insecure about his teeth. And he came to the clinic like every 2 weeks. And I was like, you should come like every month, not like earlier. But he told me that before having braces, the students were laughing at him because of his crooked teeth. And now that he has braces, and I was his doctor, they're still laughing at him because of the braces.
Really? Oh gosh. Yeah. Tough crowd.
Yeah. So, and then I was thinking about Breas back then. I was thinking there should be a way that really, it's not visible. The orthodontic system that you have, it's behind the teeth. And you don't have to tell the patient to come too many times. You can treat the patient kind of without like you being like doing something in the mouth of the patient. I was thinking about other advantages that could this system have. And I wrote a proposal and I gave it to the dental school in Iran. My hometown is Shiraz. So, and then they rejected the proposal. They said, this is a cool idea, but you won't be able to manufacture it. This is science fiction, basically.
Of science fiction. So I have a bachelor's in physics. I wish I would have kept going just because it was so interesting. So I know what quantum mechanics is, more than a layman, but can you just talk a little bit? What is quantum mechanics? What is condensed matter? Biomechanics, just for someone who's like, what does he really understand? How does that relate to Breas?
Yeah, sure. So actually, I didn't expect you to ask me this question, but I love physics. I love to talk about physics. So if I want to tell you about quantum mechanics in like a few sentences, basically, our world is quantum mechanical. You know, before quantum mechanics that was kind of discovered in the beginning of last century, everybody thought the world is classical, but then they found out that our world is quantum mechanical. And that means that you should look at probability. For example, if you put an object in a box, you know, that object is everywhere in that box. Mm-hmm. And then you can find the probability of that object anywhere, right? So if that object is an electron, that electron could be anywhere in that box. But if the mass of that object is bigger, it's kind of more confined, and it's more like our classical mechanical world that we see.
Yeah, so classical mechanics is what you expect in like playing pool and billiard balls, you know, or planets. It's, they act like that way. Quantum is all the stuff that's happening when everything's super small and gets crazy. It makes me think of Schrodinger's cat, right? Isn't that old experiment?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, they say you open that box and then suddenly all those wave for probability of that object kind of collapses, and that object is going to be in one place. And for Schrodinger's cat, you know, if we have two situations, the cat is dead or the cat is alive. When you open the box, suddenly you see, for example, the cat is alive or the cat is dead. But before opening the box, the cat is really both alive and dead.
Yeah, I remember what really blew me away about it was that observation actually affected what was happening in reality. That was such a hard thing. It's hard to accept that.
It does not make sense. Actually, you know, at University of Illinois, you know, my professor, Tony Leggett, he won a Nobel Prize basically in quantum mechanics.
Wow.
Once I asked him, you know, this quantum mechanics, it does not make sense to me. He said, Mehdi, if somebody tells you that it makes sense, he or she is lying to you. So
a Nobel Prize winner said that. That's incredible.
Exactly said that. He said that it does not make sense, but it's the reality of our world. This is how our world works.
And it's true that we actually have to use, don't we actually have to use these equations like with satellites and cell phones? Like we actually have to take that into consideration for it to all work. So we know for sure that it applies to the real world, right?
Exactly. You know, like if quantum mechanics, we didn't know about quantum mechanics, we didn't have the cell phone, transistors, you know, all of them are based off quantum mechanics. So if we didn't know about quantum mechanics, all this technology that we see around us, we couldn't have it. We couldn't talk to each other right now.
I love talking about, especially with someone smarter than me, because I just got the bachelor's degree part of it. So there's so much I just don't know. I'm so behind. I should get a magazine or something. All right. So how do we get from this education that you had? Why is it just because you're such a problem solver that you saw the issue and you had to figure out a way to solve it when you met this teacher?
Yeah. So basically that was something that was in my head during my PhD. I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I think the most important thing when you want to solve a problem is that you should not be able to stop thinking about it, you know, because I have a lot of friends who are founders of companies. I know a lot of them. And the right approach to start to solve a problem is that you really understand it, and solving that problem is very important for you. So this was something that I couldn't stop thinking about it. And during my PhD, I was thinking about it. And then when I started my residency, I worked on it very seriously. Residency in orthodontics is tough. UCLA is one of the toughest ones. Yeah. So you really don't have a lot of time, but I had a lot of motivation. I really had a lot of motivation to work on it. And, I started like with my co-founder, Jamie, we started like making a prototype, and then we did we tried it on a wax diapodont first, which is a wax model. Yeah. That was the first time that, you know, Breas worked. And then we did, because, you know, you have to do a lot of regulatory to really try it on a patient. But because back then I didn't have a license, I was an orthodontist during my residency already from Iran, but, you know, I didn't have a license in the US to really practice. So I had to convince another orthodontist who'd take the responsibility and try it on a patient. And then with that video of wax typodont wax model, I could convince our first orthodontist to try it on a patient. And we got an amazing result with the first patient, the very first patient.
Oh, that's encouraging. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. That
brand really, new technology.
Exactly. That really helped us to continue because it's not easy. You know, the first patient, I remember it was a pretty simple case, a little bit spacing in both upper and lower jaw. And, you know, with maybe aligners, you could treat that patient in like 6 months, 7 months, if the patient was really good at wearing aligners, or with traditional braces, probably around that time. But after 2 months, I saw the patient and I said, okay, everything is perfect now. So we can remove can remove the Bries for you. And I remember she started crying and she said, today is my birthday. And it just happened. I didn't know that it's his birthday.
Really?
Yeah. He okay. said, this is my best birthday gift that I have had in my whole life. You know, my teeth are great. And, you know, the treatment was very quick. And really, that helped us too. Because, you know, starting a new technology, starting a new system and having a company is not easy. So you really need that motivation. You feel that you're helping a patient. And obviously, we helped the doctor, orthodontist who was treating that patient. So that really gave us a lot of energy to continue.
So let's talk about the mechanics. How does it work? How to compare it to regular braces and liners, etc.?
Sure. So, you know, Bries is made of a shape memory alloy called Nitei.
Okay.
It's basically something that when you bend it, it bends back, it springs back. And it has an anchorage base, and there are arms that connect each tooth to that anchorage base. And teeth move independent of each other. And in our software, we do the calculations and we know how much force and moment we apply to each tooth to move it from its initial crooked position to its final ideal position. Oh. And basically those arms are passive when the teeth are aligned. But when the first day you want to engage those arms, you have to stretch those arms or squeeze that arm to engage them into that tooth. And basically it's kind of something that is pre-programmed and moves the teeth automatically. And obviously we need a very good treatment plan by the orthodontist. And the way it works is that the orthodontist sends the scan of the teeth to us. And then we give a virtual treatment plan to the doctor based on the instructions that the doctor gives us. And then when the doctor approves the treatment plan and basically is happy with the treatment plan, we start manufacturing the Bries. You know, what we ship to the to orthodontist is a tray, is a template, which we call a digital bonding tray, and has those brackets loaded to them. So they put composite resin on those brackets and they bond the brackets on the teeth. The positioning of those brackets is very important. It should be very accurate. And then they engage those arms. And it's something that they don't have to do that. Their assistants can help them with that. But obviously the treatment planning should be done with the orthodontist who has talked to the patient, knows what the patient needs and exactly what is the best treatment planning. And the doctor just waits and the teeth move from their initial position to their final position.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, because you have those arms that, and if you compare it to traditional braces, you know, traditional braces connect the teeth to each other through a wire. So the patient cannot easily floss.
Of course, yeah.
They can floss, but it's hard, you know. So they should use floss threader or something like that. It's not easy. And we see that oral hygiene is not great in many cases for traditional braces, especially for teenagers. You know, teenagers are 75% of orthodontic market, right? So, and we have all been teenagers, right? So, and we have dealt with teenagers. We know that they are not the best in brushing their teeth, flossing. So if you put traditional races there, it's going to make it even harder for them. But with Brius, they can easily floss. So oral hygiene is going to be much better. And when I talk to moms, it's so easy. They love Brius. When I tell them this is an advantage, Johnny can floss easily, they really want to do that. There are other advantages too, Richie,
Yeah.
like the it's behind the teeth, right? So for like adults, obviously it's very important. They don't want the like their whatever system that they have, either they have traditional braces or aligners, they don't like it to be visible to others. Also for teenagers, it's very important too. What I noticed, late teenagers, they care about aesthetics when they have traditional braces. They don't want their traditional braces to be
That's
visible.
fair, yeah, of course.
Although the early teenagers maybe kind of the opposite, they want colors, so they
Oh
want
yeah, Wild
traditional
Smiles
braces.
does well for those young kids because they just want bling and
Exactly.
they like
Yeah.
it. Gotcha.
And what I do, I have a solution for that. When I'm dealing with teenagers, early teenagers that they care about colors, I put some non-functional buttons on the labial surface of the teeth,
Oh yeah.
and then I change the color for them. So the
That's
kid is gonna
fun.
be happy, and also the mom is gonna be happy because they don't need to, they can easily floss, and oral hygiene is better.
So is the force on each tooth being determined by the computer who looked at the scan? So all that's just being done through an algorithm?
Exactly. So, Richie, at the beginning, I would say the first patient that we were treating, we had to spend maybe 100 hours of calculation and designing for each jaw. So that's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
That was a lot of work. But right now, it's just a few minutes. The software designs that. And the interesting about Brius is that we know exactly how much force and moment you're applying to each tooth. Each arm is different from the other arm.
Yeah.
The design of the arm is different for each tooth. The thickness of the arm is different from the other tooth. And that is highly customized. Even if you look at aligners, they are customized systems, but the thickness of aligner is the same everywhere,
Yeah, of
right?
course, yeah.
So there is customization there. It's fully customized for that patient, but with Brius, it's beyond customization that we have for aligners. It's very, very sophisticated. I would say this is the only system that at the beginning of the treatment or in the middle of the treatment, how much force and moment you're applying to each tooth. And this is just the beginning. I would say there's going to be a lot of improvement that we can do that we can make the treatments much faster. Maybe the reason that I am saying that treatment is going to be faster is just our observation so far. We don't have like a peer-reviewed research on that, but the reason is that we are moving all the teeth simultaneously. If you compare it to traditional braces, usually you move a group of teeth. For example, you do extraction, you
Yeah.
retract the canines first, and then you retract the incisors. So you are moving the teeth in groups. But with Brius, all the teeth are moving simultaneously. They are
That
not,
makes sense.
yeah, that, and we don't claim that we are moving the teeth faster. We claim that treatment is going to be faster because we move them very efficiently.
It's more about efficiency. That makes a lot of
Exactly.
sense. So when the tooth reaches its final position, is the force stop because the metal is where it's wanted to be in the first place? Is that what I'm thinking is
Exactly. So,
happening?
exactly. It's fail safe. When the tooth goes and it's aligned, there's no force and moment anymore. And it's very important, especially, during the COVID, I noticed that, you cannot see the patient for a while, right? Or
Yes.
even if you can see them, they are hesitant to come to the clinic and they are worried to come to the clinic. So that was my
Sure.
experience. And Grias is still working. You know, when I do my presentations, I have like a series of slides. I call them COVID slides that, you know, before COVID, I bonded, I placed the Brias for them. And then after COVID, I just saw the patients and I saw the improvement and how it worked. You know, with traditional braces, you have to do the adjustments. It depends on the situation, but you have to do adjustments every month or every 6 weeks or every 8 weeks, depending on the doctor. And if the patient doesn't show up, imagine again, the same scenario when you're retracting the canine. If the patient doesn't show up, you might retract the canine too much. You don't want to retract that much.
Ah, and, that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. But with Brias, you don't have that problem. You know, the tooth goes and it's at the final position. The patient doesn't show up. That's fine. You know, we are still good, you know.
So is it fair to say that Brias can handle more complex cases that aligners potentially are not qualified to do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, with aligners, we have two big problems. One is just aligners, they're not capable of treating complex cases. You know, it's just the biomechanics of aligners. Unfortunately, we cannot treat complex cases. The other problem is that you need compliance of the patient. You know, if the patient decides that, oh, I'm not going to wear the aligners today, it means that the teeth will not move that day, right?
Yep, yep.
And I have seen this in teenagers. Like literally, you know, I had this patient that said, Mom, I'm not going to wear the aligners. So at that point means that the treatment is failed already with aligners. So we have to do some fixed system. And that fixed system either can be traditional braces or can be Brias. And you know, 75%, as I said, 75% of the patients, orthodontic patients are teenagers. They're not good at wearing aligners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even adults, you know, I had patients during my residency, I was doing some aligner therapies too. You know, the patient came to me and they were honest. She was saying that, you know, my mom was sick, so I didn't wear my aligners. And I was like, okay, so we cannot do anything about it. Just please wear your aligners.
No, yeah, right. Oh, wow. Yep. Yeah, the efficiency is pretty obvious there. There's no,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So could you compare and contrast your system with just traditional lingual braces? That's sort of a similar idea, right?
Yeah, so, you know, we had traditional braces for many years, more than 100 years.
Yeah.
And then in, I think, 1980s, they put the traditional braces on the lingual side. So yeah. It's basically the same system. The same system, the same, just the biomechanics is a little bit different because the distance between the teeth is a little bit shorter. When you go inside, the distance is shorter. And
sense.
If you put the same wire, those wires feel more stiff to the teeth. So the biomechanics is a little bit different on the lingual, but it's just it's generally, it's the same idea, right? And then in 2000, actually exactly 1997, aligners came, and they were, I would say they were the second generation of orthodontic systems. They were completely different and they had some advantages like being aesthetic. They are aesthetic and, you know, which I would say that's the most important advantage there. But maybe I should emphasize on this that too, aligners are not 100% aesthetic. You know, if you go closer to that patient who is wearing aligners, you will notice that they have something in their mouth, right?
Yes, that's fair.
Also, you know, you put some attachments on the teeth and those are visible, right? But right now we have Brias. I would say this is a completely different system. We happen to put it on the lingual side because it's more aesthetic, but we can put it on the labial side. It's not, we don't have to necessarily put it on the lingual side.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I have treated many patients on the labial side, although we don't offer labial to our doctors because, you know, just you have to bond the brackets and engage those arms. So just put it on the lingual side. You're going to make the patient happy. And it's the same amount of work for you to put it on the lingual side compared to labial side. So
it is about the same amount of work because I've talked to some doctors and they just don't like doing lingual braces just because it's more difficult.
Yeah, so that's the thing that, you know, sometimes the name of lingual is a taboo. You know, it's like when you say lingual, people just run away because they have the experience of lingual, traditional lingual braces.
Yes.
You know, when you have to adjust the wires on the lingual side, it's not easy. You have,
of course, that makes sense. Yeah.
You have to like do the adjustments on the lingual side. You don't have enough access there. But with Bries, it's a different story. You don't have to do any adjustments. Actually, with Nighteye, because it's Nighteye, you cannot do the adjustment, because if you, even if you adjust it, you bend it, it's going to bend back. So all you have to do is to bond the brackets, place the Bries, and just let it go. So that mindset, you know, we're trying to change that. It's, sometimes it's hard to convince like doctors who have no idea about Bries when you tell them, so it's another lingual system, but
yeah,
it's
makes not sense.
Another lingual system.
It's, so is the, would you say the learning curve is pretty small if someone just wants to go ahead and try it?
It's very simple. Yeah, it's very simple. Actually, the important thing is that you teach your assistants how to do the bonding and how to place the Bries. You know, when I go to the clinic, you know, it basically, I don't even, I just say hi to the patient and I explain Bries to them. And then I say, okay, now we're going to place the Bries for you today. And then I leave because my assistant will do everything. If you train your assistant, it's so simple. My assistant bonds upper and lower jaw together. My assistants, actually, all of them are trained very well. They do it like in around an hour, sometimes even less than an hour. And then they do the IPR, interproximal reductions. You know, if there is needed to, if we need to put like some buttons for elastics, we put them that day. And then we are good to go. We don't have to do anything. Unless the patient breaks the brackets, you know, which happens with traditional braces or aligners, you know, they might break the attachments or, you know, things break. You have to fix them. You have to bond them. And, you know, with Bries, the good thing about Bries is that compared to traditional braces, if a bracket debonds, you know, with traditional braces, you have to remove the wire and bond that bracket. But with Bries, you can just move that arm lingually. You make it farther from the tooth. Use a jig to bond that bracket and you put the arm back. So you don't have to remove the Bries. So that saves you time. The chair time is going to be less with Bries.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have less appointments too if you really are only bringing a patient in when they're actually needed, need to come in, right?
Absolutely. Actually, like I had, actually one of our employees lives in Bay Area. You're in Dallas. And his wife went to UCSF, you know, one of the orthodontists that I know. And then she scanned her teeth. They sent a scan to us. And she flew to Dallas. And I bonded, not me, my assistant, bonded the Bries for her. She flew back to Bay Area. And then 5 months later, she came back.
Yeah.
And I removed the Bries. So I saw her twice.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything. My assistant did everything except the treatment planning. Treatment planning is very important. You know, definitely a very good treatment planning is needed. You know, the virtual treatment planning in the computer is very important. And, you know, I had to see the patient just twice. And this patient was not a simple case. It was, I would say she was a moderate case with like 7 millimeters of crowding on the lower, 5 millimeters on the upper.
Yeah.
And we treated this patient and I removed the Bries and I gave two aligners to do some adjustments. And that I made the aligners that day and then I gave it to her. And basically I treated this patient just with two visits.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. This is something that really helps our doctors. Our doctors, our orthodontists love it. And our patients love it. You know, sometimes I tell my orthodontist friends, I said, patients love you, but they don't want to see you.
That's probably, that's true. I'm sure.
I think that's the reality. That's the reality. So, and you know, when we are talking about a teenager, A mom is involved mostly, or a dad is involved sometimes. Mostly moms do that. But you are dealing with time of the mom, the kid, the doctor, the assistant, the front desk. So we are saving everybody's time with this. And we are giving a very good treatment to the patient. And we have, you know, like, again, if you want to compare it to aligners, we can treat the most complex cases, extraction, canine impaction, orthognathic surgery. We have a ton of data that, you know, the most complex cases can be treated with Breas.
So you could potentially open a practice and say you have a completely invisible practice and be able to do everything.
Since I graduated, exactly, Richie. Since I graduated, I have not touched traditional braces. The only thing I have done is Breas since I graduated. Basically, during my residency, I was thinking, I was like, well, why am I doing this? I'm doing it for the second time. And I know that I'm not going to use traditional braces. So
that's
I was
interesting.
Yeah, definitely there can be, you know, actually, we have a lot of our doctors that they're switching their practices to Breas. They're not offering any other systems. And you know, if you go to our social media, for example, if you go on Instagram at Breas, you'll see that, you know, there is the feedback from our doctors, the feedback from our patients, and how they love it. Definitely. And you know, the other thing, Richie, that I am noticing is that because I'm in Dallas, the other day, like somebody drove about like 2.5 hours, came to my clinic and wanted to do Breas. And I was like, how did you find, you know, why did you come here? You know,
yeah.
And he was like, oh, you know, like I read about it. I'm an engineer. I understand it. I don't know why nobody did it before. And those sort of things. I was like, that's great. But, you know, I know a doctor, a good orthodontist who is doing it closer to you. But, you know, just I'm saying that it's a practice building too, you know, like builder, you know, it's
absolutely
a very good differentiator, you know, it's very easy to, you know, I would say in like 2009, Richie, if you said, I do aligners, that was a practice builder for you. You know, everybody,
absolutely.
Oh, you do aligners. I want, but right now it doesn't help you if you say do aligners because it's very common. And right now is the time for Breas. And I believe there's going to be just a few years until, you know, you can say you can differentiate yourself with Breas.
Yeah. And differentiation is super important for every orthodontist out there. I preach that over and over again when we're training. Do you have any hard numbers on the average decrease in treatment time? Have you done enough cases to see sort of?
I would say percentage wise, it's very significant. You know, we did a research, actually the research that I did, I showed initial and progress with Breas, or initial and final with Breas. And just, I showed like 10 cases to 20 orthodontists, and I just asked them with traditional braces or aligners, how long does it take you to treat this? And then they gave me numbers. And based on those numbers, I compared it to the real number that we did with Breas. And the difference, like we decreased like around 70%, but you know, we don't want to like claim like huge numbers because
yes, that's very significant, even if it's anywhere close to that.
Right.
10%.
You know, these days, like I would say a lot of companies talk about faster, you know, we don't want to like focus on that, but you know, this is a reality. Just, you know, I just show you my patients, you know, that, you know, and I didn't do like something crazy about it. Just, I put the Breas there and I waited, you know, just if you look at them, there is significant decrease in the treatment time. So, and again, the reason is not that we are moving the teeth faster. We just move the teeth more efficiently. There is a caveat here, you know, at the beginning, you know, if the assistant doesn't know exactly what they're doing, if the bonding is not very accurate, for example, if they bond the bracket a little bit, like half a millimeter to the mesial, that tooth will end up half a millimeter distally.
That makes sense.
Accuracy of bracket positioning is very important. So at the beginning, that's why we have a very good support team. When our orthodontists start using Breas, we have a Breas day And we send our clinical trainers to their clinic, and you know, they for example, they start like five BRIS patients on that day, and then we train all the assistants how to do the indirect bonding, you know, because many orthodontists don't do indirect bonding. Many of them do, but I would say the majority don't do it. And because they don't do it, their assistants have never learned how to do that. And
Okay,
also,
makes
there is
sense.
engaging those arms. So we teach them how to engage those arms, and you know, they learn that.
Do you know anyone that's doing BRIS and using dental monitoring? Because I'm thinking if you combine the two technologies, the AI and dental monitoring could tell you if that's happening or if the tooth is doing something it shouldn't be, etc.
Yeah, actually, one of them is me.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. Especially, you know, when, as I told you, I studied at UCLA. I was in LA and I had a lot of patients there. And then I moved to Dallas in Texas. And then I wanted to see my patients. So the only way to do that was dental monitoring. So I was using dental monitoring.
Interesting.
Although
Yeah.
right now I still use it, but not that frequently because, you know, I have some other purposes. When I see my patients, I want to take records for my presentations. I do a lot of presentations. So
That makes
my story
sense.
is a little bit different, but definitely for a normal practice that they just want to treat the patient. They don't have like any other reasons to see the patient. You
Yeah, I'm
know,
thinking if
definitely.
you there, I think there's a lot of doctors who have one office. They don't want any more than one office. They feel like they're at their maximum amount of patients they can handle. If they could figure out a way to reduce chair time dramatically, they could
Exactly.
bring in a lot more patients and still keep their one office and still work 4 days a week. So that's what I was just thinking along those terms. If you combine the two, you probably could just really significantly reduce chair time and grow the practice a
Absolutely.
little bit more, you know, without having to get another doctor and another, you know,
Definitely,
office,
definitely. You
etc.
know, like I was talking to one of our orthodontists yesterday, and he was telling me that like my profit per visit for BRIS is very high because I don't have to see them. You know, so I think this definitely helps. And you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, the patients are willing to pay the same amount that they pay for traditional braces or aligners to do BRIS because it has all these advantages. And because you have fewer visits, you know, the profit per visit increases dramatically. Although, as I said, it doesn't happen to me because I see my patients
Yes, of course,
regularly.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're paying for the result, so I think that makes a
Of
lot of
course.
sense. So, from the patient's point of view, are there any other obvious benefits for using this system?
Yeah, so I would say several benefits. One of them is the treatment is going to be more efficient, and aesthetics of BRIS that is truly invisible. It's not like aligners that is like kind of invisible. Yeah, aligners are great, you know, you don't see them, but you know, they are 100% invisible. The other thing is that with aligners, especially with our adult patients, you know, it's very embarrassing for them to remove the aligners. For example, they go to lunch with colleagues
Yes.
and they have to remove the aligner in front of everybody. And then they put it in a box, and they don't like it. Either they have to go to the bathroom, and then they forget to put it back. They have to brush before, like, or at least rinse their mouth before putting it back. So there's a lot of trouble with aligners, but with BRIS, it's fixed there. Actually, it's very interesting. I was debonding, removing the BRIS for one of our patients, and the treatment was done, and I was giving a retainer to that patient, and I said, okay, so you have to wear the retainer all the time, and she was like, could you please keep the BRIS there, and it acts like a retainer for
Oh,
me,
like a
and
permanent retainer?
yeah, you
Okay.
know, obviously she didn't want to like wear anything that is removable, and you know, it's totally understandable. I know, like,
Yeah.
after a few days, they get used to it and it's going to be part of their body, you know.
So
Because,
people, it probably does feel a little strange when they first do it, right? But they just get used to it after a few days.
yeah, always I ask them the first, you know, the first second after, you know, we remove the retractors and everything is inside the mouth. I say, how do you feel? So, oh, it's weird. So, definitely, you know, it takes, and you know, for kids, it takes a very short period of time, like 2, 3 days, they completely get used to it. Their speech, because it might affect the speech a little bit, it might, like, they might start lisping, and also the irritation of the tongue. You know, with traditional braces, it irritates your cheeks, your lips, but with braces, it might irritate your tongue a little bit for a few days. For kids, they get used to it very quickly. Usually, after a month, when I see my teenage patients, I tell them, "How was it? Did it bother you?" Either they say, "Oh, I don't think so." They don't even remember, which is
Oh,
great.
wow.
When they don't remember, they don't.
Yeah,
What
if
they
it's
tell
to
me,
that
like,
point, it definitely is working.
exactly. And you know, like for others, you know, they say like for a few days they got used to it, and you know their speech and everything like was nor back to normal. The same for adults. For adults, it takes like a little bit longer. Sometimes it takes like 1 week, 2 weeks to get used to it. But you know, this is the same thing for traditional braces for adults too. You know, it takes a
Absolutely.
little bit longer to get used to those for adults.
So, does a doctor who's using Breas charge the same, less, more? What have you found is happening out in the market?
You know, we did some research. You know, we suggest that our doctors charge the same amount of money with Breas as they charge with braces and aligners. There's a lot of data out there that, you know, it says those practices that charge more for aligners, you know, their revenue in total is a little bit less compared to traditional braces. And those ones that charge the same amount for braces and aligners, they have a better revenue. Everything is, and this is the same thing what we noticed. We suggest our doctors charge the same amount that, you know, they charge for braces or aligners. And this is what we suggest.
What is your lab fee in comparison to aligners? Is it similar, less, more?
It's very similar to other aligners, and obviously when you commit to more cases, you know, the price goes down.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, because it sounds like there's a lot of time in making them properly in the beginning, of course.
Yeah, actually the thing is that it took a lot of time, but right now we have our software that the manufacturing is very fast. Like last month, our average shipment from the time the doctor approved until we shipped was less than 3 days.
Oh, that's
So
amazing, really, 3 days.
that is something that we are very proud of, that, you know, we can ship it. But you know, we promised 2 weeks, you know, like we don't promise, because you know,
Course.
like we are growing very fast, so you know, it's not easy to keep it, but manufacturing is very quick. Everything is the software, and you know, our software is, you know, we call it Breas Planner. And you know, our
Yeah.
doctors can go and like see the virtual treatment planning there, and behind it is a lot of physics, Richie. You know, you are a physics
It is
person
very
like me.
interesting. Yeah, I like it.
There is a lot of physics, a lot of math, a lot of algorithms, a lot of calculation. And it's amazing. Just this is exactly what I pictured, and you know, I'm really happy that we got to the point that we are in the situation that, you know, our software does all the calculations. It's not just like me, like the first days, or my founder, like, you know, that we had to spend a lot of time to just design the Breas for one patient.
Is there anything else like Breas that's any competitors out there who've designed similar system?
I would say, you know, we are not like competing with like aligners or like that adult segment. You know, I think we are just talking about teenagers, and there's nobody else that talks about teenagers. You know, this is a product fit for teenagers. I have patients who are like 70 something years old,
Yeah.
but teenagers are the best fit for Breas. And you know, there's a lot of noise in the adult market. There's like the other day, like one of my friends was telling me that there's like 60 something aligner companies,
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I
and
didn't know that.
yeah, although you know, some of them are very small, obviously, like some of them are
Of course,
way
yeah.
bigger than the others, but there's a, and you know, I'm happy about that. You know, there is, you know, for our profession, you know, they are increasing the awareness for aesthetics in for your teeth, and you know, it's helping all the orthodontists. You know, there are like some, we don't want to go talk about those, you know, that, you know, they do some malpractice, like direct to consumer, that, you know, they're not good.
Cool, yeah.
But you know, maybe we can be optimistic about it, that you know, also the you know, everybody right now knows that, oh, I can like fix my teeth. You know, I'm sure like 40 years ago, there were people in the US, they didn't know even such a thing exists that you can like
Oh, I'm
remove
sure
your
that's
teeth,
true,
right?
especially 40 years ago. Yeah.
Right.
Living
But
with
right
those.
now with all these ads, I think you know, it's very with the, all these ads, I think it's very easy to you know what straightening teeth is, and you know it helps us orthodontists, and also it's psychology, you know, like when you help a patient, you know sometimes I love those texts or like emails I receive from my patients. They say that you know I was not able to smile for years just because a canine was a little bit like crooked. You know,
Wow.
personally, you know, for my personality, you know, I don't care, but I know for some patients, they really care about it. So we can help them. We can help a lot of them. And now they know about it. So I think there is a lot of negative things, but let's focus on the positive things. There's a lot of positive things going
That's
on here.
true. So it sounds like you have a lot of differentiators that, as a marketer, it would be very easy for me to promote. Or do you have any social media or graphics? Do you give the doctor anything to help advertise, promote these differentiators to the public?
Yeah, definitely. So we help our doctors who commit to like switch their practice from traditional braces or aligners to Breas. We help them with marketing. We provide them with marketing. We help them for their social media. We have a lot of material that we provide to them. So we have a very good supporting team for our marketing, and also, as I said, for our doctors, we have a good supporting for clinical aspects because it's a completely new system. As you know, you said you talk to some orthodontists, they say, oh, another lingual system, that's difficult. But this is not the reality. Just if you know, if we show them a few cases, and you know, basically, you know, maybe the biggest difference between Breas and other fixed systems is that they are all wires, right? Breas is not a wire. What is it? You know, actually, I was thinking maybe it's like a tiara. I don't know if you have seen it's
Yes, well, I was watching a video. You're right. I think we're gonna put some of the video in with you in this video because a lot of this is hard to just explain without seeing some visuals. But it's
yeah,
a
I think,
fascinating looking appliance.
yeah, I think because it's so new and so different, sometimes it's difficult for, you know, for new orthodontists to really understand what is going on. But you know, just that animation I think that you discussed, I think that really helps. You know, if they just see those arms and you know, it's very interesting. And each arm is completely different. It's like the fingerprints of humans. You know, each arm, the thickness could be very different. You know, like if
Yes.
you look at the thickness of each arm, there is no two arms that are exactly the same. They have the same thickness.
And full customization, I think, is where everything's going in manufacturing. You know, I'm looking forward to the day where I like that shirt. And they say, great, just press this button and it'll deliver it to you completely tailored in 2 days. And it's the same price as a regular shirt. You know, I'm really looking forward to
Yeah.
that. You know,
Right.
everything's going to be like that. It's going to be great.
That's the
So is there
future.
an ideal doctor or practice for this system, do you think?
Not really. I cannot say like an ideal doctor, but you know, obviously they should be open-minded. You know, when there's a new technology, you know, they should be open to it. You know, there is you know, the future of orthodontics is gonna be digital, you know, and
Absolutely.
we should all just accept it. You know, I'm sure there are some orthodontists, they do a great job with traditional braces, like old-fashioned aligners, but you know, there is a lot more. You know, there's a lot of technology going on. You know, with traditional braces, you never know how much force you're applying to each tooth, and everything is experience. And you know, an experienced orthodontist does a great job, but I believe with something like Breas, we can really serve the patients dramatically, you know, time-wise, and you know, like even the mom, as I said, our staff, you know, if you just have more time in your clinic, you know, Maybe I can tell you something that I really love about Breas is that I have more time to talk to the patient. I have more time to talk to the mom. I can connect to them. You know, before with traditional braces, you know, you have to say, hi, how are you? And then you have to open and you have to change the wire,
That
put a
makes
new power
sense.
chain. But right now, when I see the patients, I just take a look quickly and take the records, although that's my practice, but I don't to do really do anything inside the mouth of the patient. I have already done everything in my treatment plan. So right now I have more time, and you know, each doctor is different. They might like to talk to the patient, to connect to their patient. This is something that I enjoy. But somebody might say, okay, now I can focus on marketing. I can do marketing for my practice. I can make my social media better. I can right now plan to go to, like, I don't know, like a community, local community, and like go like do something there. And somebody might say, okay, I can save 2 days a week now, and I can go to on the beach. You know,
Yeah.
it really
Yeah.
depends on what
It's
they
giving
want.
them your time back so you can do it however you want, right? That's awesome.
Exactly.
So is there anything new on the horizon for Brius that you'd like to talk about or announce?
I would say that's the base of it, and obviously there's a lot of new things that we're gonna have. You know, when we launch them, we can talk about those. But I would say the main thing is the software, and just every day when I think about Breas, I just find out new things that what Breas can do that you know, I couldn't do before with just traditional braces or aligners. Like one of my predictions before even like having the first prototype, for example, was fixing the midlines. You know, you can fix the midlines without telling the patient to wear rubber bands or doing any like manual work. And the reason for that is that, Richie, because you're a physics person, we talk physics, we talk about quantum mechanics. Now let's talk about biomechanics of Breas a little bit. You know, those arms on the right and left side on the back, they are connected to that anchorage base. So the front teeth, the arms of the front teeth can move the anterior teeth to the right and left.
Oh,
So
wow.
we can fix the midline automatically. You know, you cannot do that with traditional braces that easily. Either you have to tell the patient to wear a rubber band, a midline rubber band, like a diagonal one, or you have to tell the patient, or you have to like move each tooth one by one to fix the midline, and you have to
That
do it
makes
kind of
sense.
manually.
Wow, that's
Yeah,
interesting.
but with Breas, you know, I was just predicting that it's gonna happen, and then I remember the first patient I saw. Oh my God, the midline got corrected, and obviously, if the midline is very off, you know, it doesn't fully correct it, but it will improve it automatically without you telling the patient to wear rubber bands. And again, we go back to the compliance of the patient. When you have to tell the patient to wear rubber bands, then sometimes it's out of your hand. You know, it literally the treatment might take like 1 year or years longer because the patient is not compliant with rubber bands or
Of
with
course, I could
aligners.
imagine that being a huge issue. I know I wouldn't want rubber bands personally. Okay. All right. So, if a doctor's interested in Breas, how do they get started? What should they do?
So you can go to our website, breas.com, and you can fill out a form, and our team will reach out to you. Just put a contact information, and then we can get back to you. And we have a very supportive team that really, you know, I think the important thing is culture of each company. You know, when I talk to our engineers or like our technicians or our sales team, and when we talk about like how we can help our patients, how we can help our doctors, you know, that's the motivation there. You know, there shouldn't be any other motivation. Obviously, there are like some business behind any company, but you know, I think that is how the companies can improve themselves. And I think you can feel it in our team. You know, when, you know, right now I'm at Breas headquarters, and whenever you come to Breas at like midnight, you can find somebody here. You know, they are
Oh,
doing,
that's awesome. That says a lot about the culture, yeah.
they are so excited. Actually, you know, now that we talked about contacting through the website, I remember a doctor texted me and said that I contacted you on the web your website, and there was an auto reply. And I
Yes.
said, "We don't have auto reply. That was a real human that contacted you immediately when you
Yes.
messaged
It's awesome.
somebody." So we have a very good, I'm very proud of our team that we have a very good customer service and our sales team, and also amazing clinical trainers that they go to our orthodontist offices and they train the assistants and also the treatment coordinators how to help the patients better with Breas.
Cool. All right. So my producers are asking me to ask you, does Bria stand for anything? If so, what does it stand for?
Not really. Actually, I was, you know, the name of the company was Mechanodontics, you know, Richie, biomechanics, mechanics, physics.
Yeah,
So
probably
the name
sounded great
was,
when you first thought about it.
So it was Mechanodontics, but, you know, because it's very difficult for the patients. So the name of the patient, the name of the product is Breas right now, and it doesn't have any meaning. I was just looking for something that is short and it's easy to remember. And I was thinking about something Greek,
Ah, yes.
and
Okay.
it's
I like the
Breas.
name from my point of view. I've named a lot of things and I don't definitely approve. Okay. So is there anything else you want to cover before we wrap up?
No, I really appreciate it, Richie. It was very nice that you had me here, and it was nice that we talked, and hopefully we can meet in person sometime.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Well, have a great week and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. You too.
All right,
Talk to you
bye.
soon. Bye.
A couple things really stood out from this interview. One is there's a way to treat very complicated cases without using traditional metal brackets. Bria system allows you to do that, but it's still completely invisible. So the other thing is that you can have a totally invisible treatment plan no matter how complicated it is. So you could decide to use Bria or you can decide to use clear aligners. And finally, it's another way to gain efficiency. If you don't want any more than one office, or you don't want to grow the amount of offices you have or your bandwidth, but you want to figure out a way to get more starts to fit in your existing bandwidth, this might be a good solution for you. If you have an idea for a guest on the show, just go to orthothrive.com. You can contact me directly at richard@orthosalesengine.com. Keep grinding, keep thriving, and I'll see you next time.